Well, good morning. Welcome to our Home Improvement Show. If you have that kind of a question for Andy Lindis, call it in or text it in. Same number, 651-989-9226. Good morning to you, Andy Lindis.
Good morning to you, Denny. Survived the storms last night, so that's good, huh?
My goodness. I tell you, I've been anxious to talk with you, and I know you've been... I wanted to ask you, first of all, how did the road trip with your son go?
You know, very interesting road trip. I've never quite dealt with driving and people like I did going through Nashville. It was like a NASCAR race going through a certain part of Tennessee. But outside of that, it was pretty uneventful. And got my son. He's going to college in northeastern Georgia. So and he's had a really good week. So it's been nice. It's a little weird having him that far away with everything that's going on, but. Nice little road trip with the family through Georgia and back. Illinois is always fun to drive through if you like looking at cornfields and soybeans.
Well, I'm glad you made it to and from safely. That's what counts. Now, I've been anxious to talk with you again about not only how Lindis has been participating in all of the storm repairs, but you at Lindis have put out some very interesting stuff, like on social media. And other places, I know you've been on Channel 4. Let's talk about insurance. Let's talk about the damage that's done and just some tips. I didn't realize that Minnesota is like in the top seventh of the amount of hailstorms across the country. Is that true?
Yeah. You know, we're typically in the top 10. I think last year we're the seventh most affected state, or maybe it's over the last 5 years we're the seventh most affected state. Over 300,000 people dealt with some type of hail damage or storm damage last year in our state. So it's something that it seems to be more and more common. I definitely don't remember talking about it, when I first got into this industry in the early 90s. I remember a giant storm that came through 98, but it didn't seem like it was every year, and now it seems almost every year, whether the weather patterns have changed or whatever the case may be. But something you should definitely be aware of and have a plan. When I say a plan, know what to do. Just don't fly by the seat of your pants. Don't make knee-jerk reactions or decisions. That's when people usually get into trouble. And what I'm worried about now is the amount of people going door-to-door during during COVID just seems like not a very wise thing to do. I know the steps my company goes through, Denny, to whether it's the daily health surveys, the disinfecting of all of our materials and vans, wearing masks, social distancing, things of that nature, just to try to remain as safe as possible. I don't know what's going. If you don't know the company coming to your house, I don't know if I'd even answer the door. I would, if you had storm damage last night, just be patient. Call a contractor you trust, somebody that's been recommended to you. Get a hold of your insurance company. Get your adjuster out there. And I would really only meet with people that I set appointments with myself. It's not that all door knockers are bad, Denny, or all storm chasers are bad. It just seems like when I run into problems from past storms, that's usually who they had dealt with.
Well, give us some advice about, because I know you have, six things, seven things? I can't remember exactly the number. Of following a certain plan, like you said. Give us some advice on after storm action.
Well, the first thing I'm going to do is take pictures. I'm going to go around before anything is cleaned up, before anything is done. I'm going to want to get pictures all the way around my property. And a good rule of thumb is if you take a picture from every side and every corner of your house, typically that's going to be about 8 pictures. You're going to get every facet of your entire home, and you're able to then document what happened. And it's always a good idea to do this before the storm happens, so you can maybe show the insurance adjuster before and afters happened. And sometimes we have stuff in our yard that blows away. I mean, we had over 65 mile an hour winds. We might not remember right out the gate when the insurance adjuster shows up tomorrow, does everything, and then three more days when I'm like, there was a pergola or whatever the case may be that's not there anymore, and we need to add that to the list. So it's always nice to have that. Have your list of contractors that you've worked with in the past, and I would reach out to them right away. when it comes to electricity, gas, water, if you are worried about any of those things, if you can get to the shutoff valves and shut that off in your house, you're going to be better off. If you have power, or say a tree fell on your house and hit a gas line, you know, it's time to get out. Last night down the road, Denny, right after the storms came through here, I heard sirens, and then I checked into it, and a tree had blown over onto a propane tank and actually caused a fire. And so dealing with that at you know, it was midnight. That's a lot to go through, and then fires are a whole different thing when it comes to dealing with insurance companies. So the best advice, Denny, as always, is be patient and do not make knee-jerk reactions. You have 2 years, so if you take your time and do your due diligence, you're usually going to be in a much better spot. Now, identifying storm damage, that there's a lot of different things that go into that, and there's a lot of contractors out there that'll make up damage. I can tell you this, Denny, we're busy. There's no need for us to make up any type of damage. So if you want a very comprehensive report on your home, whether it has storm damage or not, my guys are doing free estimates. But I'm telling you this, in the next 6 weeks, 8 weeks, I bet you by the end of September, we're booking for next year. So if it's something you want to act on yet this year, you're going to have to get a hold of your contractor pretty quick. And the one thing we haven't talked about, Denny, is the material shortage that the home improvement industry is going through across the board. There's been factories across the country that have had to shut down because of COVID, and it's going to lead to some contractors not being able to get the materials that they need.
Let's take a break. I want to alert John at Chanhassen. He's going to be first up here when we come back. Yeah, we'll approach that subject when we come back after the break, too. If you have a home improvement question, we'll pick up on that in just a moment. So hang in there, John. Or send a text if you like. We've got a couple of those online, too. 651-989-9226. This is the Home Improvement Show, brought to us by Lindus Construction, L-I-N-D-U-S, Andy Lindus on the horn with us this morning. We'll be back in a moment. And good morning. Welcome back to our Home Improvement Show, brought to us by Lindus Construction. If you have any kind of a home improvement question, or maybe you're in the middle of a project and you need some help, call in Andy or send Andy a text. Same number, 651-989-9226. Andy, we promised John and Chanhassen he'd be first up here out of the gate. And John, thank you for waiting. What's your question for Andy?
Well, good morning, guys. I'm the president of a homeowners association with six buildings and 16 houses, individual homeowners. And I'm trying to do the due diligence and responsibility for these other people. And my question is that we seem to have a difference between roofing contractors and general contractors who have subs. And I'm a little confused as to how to discern the best way of running the railroad here, you know? You follow me, Andy? And yeah. I know that this is a tight labor market, and so the guys that are really good should be busy, and the guys that aren't so good may not be busy, so maybe they're available. You see my quandary.
Yeah. How do I put this the nicest way possible here, Denny? If a contractor can come out right away, I would really, really want to look further into it, because
that should be a red flag.
I know a lot of contractors this year, Denny, and they're booked and they're busy, and we're adding people. Now, when it comes to multi-housing associations or multi-family units, you know, we at Lindus Construction, I have one person, Tim Magnuson, that's his job is to work on those types of projects. He specializes in that. That's something that not every roofing contractor or general contractor can really navigate and go through. It's one thing to try to make one homeowner happy. It's another to try to make 200 of them happy, and that's always the ultimate goal, and that's what we've been able to do in the past with large housing association groups. But I hats off to this guy to try to navigate that. And I don't really have to navigate the contractor world, the roofing world, and deal with all those people and get estimates. He's as a president of the association, he's got to talk to every one of the homeowners, every one of the units. That's a big job, and it's not a fun task, especially when you're dealing with storm damage in this, Denny. If it wasn't expected, it wasn't something planned, it wasn't something that you were looking to do, but if speed is your first goal on any home improvement project, usually something is going to go wrong. I would put speed of getting it completed towards the bottom of the list, and picking a high quality contractor, which we have no shortage of them here in the Twin Cities. You know, there's us, but there's a lot of really good contractors out there. We have, it's the land of 10,000 lakes, but I'm telling you, we have some awesome roofers here. We have on the GAF side of things, the Master Elite group of roofers that we have here in the Twin Cities. I would really struggle to try to go outside of the state to find a better contractor than what you could find right here, as long as you can be patient. Because I'm telling you, the good guys, they're not going to be able to do your work right away. It's just the way it is. And if you can be patient and wait on the lead times, you're going to be much happier in the long run. We've told the story before, Denny, where the neighbor was waiting 7 months for us to get out there and complete her roof and siding project, and in the 2017 storm, and the neighbor was able to get it done within a month. We went out there 7 months later, completed our project in a week. The neighbor who had it done a month after the storm was still working with a contractor on the punch list. When we got done, we didn't have a punch list. So you tell me who got the job done faster, me or them. Now, in the long run, it was us, because we finished before they did.
You said it more than once today about being patient. And we've talked about this for years, occasionally, when there's been storms. What happens if a tree falls in, it caves in a roof, or you know, like you said, of a gas line, or you know, whatever, something major like that, the homeowner has to do something. What does Lindis do in a case when it's a dire emergency?
We have a triage team, and we're going to be able to get out there, work with tree removal companies, or be able to do it ourselves, and be able to dry your house in. You know, last year we had a lot of tornado activity in our area of the world, and I know on a Saturday, after sending out a message on a Friday night, I had 15 of us out there cutting, not only cutting away to free up a house, but we were cutting our way down the road at this point in time in order to get in. I mean, that one road took us 2 hours just to even get to the house. Wow. by cutting our way in. So we do have teams and equipment that we can dry in your house, get it safe to live in, and then come up with a plan on what we have to do to fix it moving forward. Obviously, if there's more damage that's going to occur because of the damage that already occurred, that's something you're going to want to address right away. And good contractors have triage units that will come out on an emergency basis and dry you in and get you taken care of.
Now, what's the formula if there's been damage, hail damage on a roof, let's say, or gutters or whatever the case may be, and how do you coordinate if somebody wants to hire Lindis to you know, take care of this damage and then talk to an adjuster? Is there a timing element? I mean, does a Lindis person come out and meet with the adjuster? Is there a timing there? Can you arrange something like that? What would you recommend?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I would call us right away and set up a time for us to come out. And adjusters are going to be anywhere from out right away to 3 weeks now. As we get to going. And that initial meeting, sometimes you're not all together, but once we're able to exchange information, get the adjuster's contact information, we're going to work with them and you to get your house fixed the best way possible. And I can tell you this, insurance companies like working with us. I hear this on a regular basis. One, we're going to get the job fixed the right way. Two, we're a contractor that can do it all. We're not just a roofer. So if you have siding damage, window damage, things of that nature, this adjuster only has to deal with one contractor. Call us. We're going to be able to put a comprehensive plan together on getting your entire house fixed. On wind damage, this is very important because most of these roofers don't have structural engineering backgrounds or engineers on staff or carpenters on staff to be able to deal with that. We always laugh that maybe we're the only dumb contractors put numbers on some of these jobs on redoing truss systems, but it's important that the house is just as safe to live in after we're done than when it was before the storm happened. So we're going to look at every aspect of your home, especially on wind damage, because there's some investigation work that has to go in to figure out what to do to fix this house the best way possible.
Wow. Yeah, this is crazy times here, weather-wise, for sure. I know we have to take a break. I want to alert our listeners that we have another half hour of the show to go. If you do have any kind of home improvement question, now's your chance to ask Andy, either by phone or by text. Again, the same number, 651-989-9226. You know, it says a lot, because I know with the work that Lindis has done at our house over the years, that when you get, what would you call it, an inspector from the city to come by, and they know very well the work that Lindis does. And I've heard them say that. I don't know if I've ever mentioned that to you, but an inspector on whatever job was done, they'll say, oh, yeah, yeah, this is done right. They know how to do it right. So that's a compliment for you guys, for sure.
Yeah, you know, well, in like I said, Denny, there's five or six contractors I can name off the top of my head when it comes to the roofing side of things. American Restoration does a good job. United Roofing does a good job. Eric Jeannot, Garlock French does a good job. Krek Exteriors does a good job. These are all competitors of mine, Denny, that I have no problem recommending. There's a lot of really good contractors in the cities. And in fact, if you're an inspector and you're inspecting one of those five companies' jobs, one of our jobs, your job is probably pretty easy. We're going to do the work the right way the very first time. But again, those are all companies that have been around for 25 years here in the Minnesota area, Denny.
Or even longer.
Yeah. Or even longer, yes.
Yeah. All right, Andy, hang on. Again, we'll take this break. If you want to call it in, 651-989-9226, or send Andy a text, that same number, 651-989-9226. And welcome back to our Home Improvement Show, presented every Saturday in the 9 o'clock hour by our friends at Lindis Construction, L-I-N-D-U-S. Andy Lindis is helping us out today, as usual. You know, Andy, you mentioned a bit ago about a material shortage. Explain that. What does that mean exactly, and what does that mean for possible customers?
It means a wide variety of materials are going on short supply right now, whether it's windows, roofing, siding, decking. A lot of different factories have been affected because of the pandemic and had to shut down their manufacturing process at times. There's one particular factory that supplies a lot of the granules for a ton of the roofing manufacturers out there, with the exception being GAF. So GAF, I know, has had a lot of contractors going and starting to use their materials because they're sourceable, which is in turn could lead to a shortage on certain colors on their materials. So when picking a contractor, that is something I think everyone should be asking. Are your lead times guaranteed? Are you able to get materials? Because I know contractors that can't get decking right now. There are certain colors in roofing you can't get. The lead times on certain window manufacturers have gone from 2 to 8 weeks out, which is a very significant jump. Certain types of siding that you can't get right now. When it comes down to colors, the most, you know, the colors that are chosen the most are going to be the ones that they run out of first. So when choosing a contractor, try to ask those type of questions and see where they're sourcing the materials. What I do know is that the factory in Minneapolis that makes shingles for GAF and the Two Harbors LP plant and the diamond coating materials that are all stored, one of the largest facilities in the country for diamond coat, which is what we use for our finish on SmartSide, is in the Southern Metro. They're well stocked, and I know we are guaranteed to get through this season without any shortages because of the type of materials that we use. But I already know contractors that are struggling right now finding materials. I'm getting phone calls on a regular basis to see if I can help them, which some areas I've been able to navigate and push contractors in the right direction. But it's I've never seen anything like this before. I've had one type of material hard to get that maybe there was just a run on it and they had a manufacturing glitch or whatever the case may be. But I've never seen it where almost across the board on all types of home improvements, where you just can't source those materials. And that's tough. That's so I'm very grateful that like on roofing vents, Denny, I know some of the roofing vents are going to be tough to get, but as of 3 months ago, I was the only contractor in the cities using those new Lifetime vent made in Texas. But I know our supplier brought those into the Twin Cities just for us. Other contractors are starting to use them because they can get it, and good for them. It costs about twice as much as other vents, but I'm telling you, when it comes to roof perforations, whether it's a Brone vent, a box vent, or any type of boot that needs to go on your roof in order to make it waterproof, the Lifetime Tool people out of Texas make the best systems available. A little bit more, but I'm not having a shortage on them because no one else is using them but maybe one other contractor so far.
What is that exactly again, and what's so good about it?
It's how the flashing kits come. They're just it's a better built venting system. You know, it would deal with like the old leaded boot pipes. Those things notoriously would leak, or brone vents that the flap would get stuck open on, and wind driven rain would be able to get into them. Even when like how your box vents are made and how they're flashed and sealed up, that's a lot of times when we remove an old roof, those are areas of the roof that we're finding rotten wood. So it's always been something we're trying to get better at and to make sure that the next person that does a roof doesn't have to deal with any rotten wood on it. So when we found this company last year, my brother did, and he went down to the International Roofing Show, and it was a no-brainer. It's like, yep, this is going to be the people that make all of our flashing kits for any type of perforation on a roof.
If you have a home improvement question, by all means, call it in or text it in, 651, same number, 651-989-9226. I'll tell you what, let's do this. I was going to grab a text. We're getting some decking questions in via the text messages. We'll get to those, too. But I think Diane is calling in from Eagan, Minnesota, today with a question. Diane, what is your question for Andy?
My question is gutters. I live in an area that has a lot of trees. I have heard about the Lindus gutters, you know, the leaf guards, but then I'm also getting estimates from people who have the screens over them. What would be the difference between the two, and what would help the best?
Well, I can tell you this. We remove screens and replace them with leaf guard every day. There's not a day that goes by that we're installing that we're not doing that. Screens do an okay job, but eventually they clog. There's maintenance that goes with them. Leaf guard is the only one-piece seamless clog-free gutter on the market. Guaranteed never to clog. It ever clogs, we come out and clean it for you, and that's a warranty good for you and the next person that owns your home. More importantly, they're going to be installed properly, and the drainage is going to be done properly with the right downspouts and everything else that goes into guttering besides keeping the leaves out. But yeah, screens, filters, any micro screens, all of those things eventually have to get cleaned. And what alarms me, Denny, I know one company out there, they give a brush, and they're not that much, they're about the same cost as leaf guard, and all they're doing is putting something over the top of your existing gutters. And they actually give you a brush to clean out your gutters on a regular basis. Now I think they're stopping to do that. But, I mean, if they were doing it at one point, then it just doesn't make any sense to me. And so get estimates from everyone, and then you're able to do a comparison. That's one thing I know we're not afraid of, because if you really do take a look at every one of the systems out there and then look at leaf guard, you're going to want leaf guard. Here's what I know. Almost every system out there was designed around the leaf guard patent. If they could make it just like leaf guard, they would.
Absolutely. I might be
biased, Denny, but, you know.
No, I yourself, I've had leaf guard gutters. That's when I met the Lindus folks. What was it, 20 mm-hmm. years ago? Had to be 20 years ago. And you're right. Those leaf guard gutters are just excellent. I've never had to clean my gutters in all these years at all. And I've seen some of these screen things, and you can find various tree seeds sticking through the holes there.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to end up clean. No, it's very frustrating. Leaf guard is the best, period, in my opinion.
Yeah, so we've done almost 90,000 jobs now in the Twin Cities metro area. And right now I have 16 installation crews installing leaf guard every day. And one person that does service, whether it's making a down, I think his number one service that we're doing is always downspout extensions. For whatever reason, they need to be longer, shorter. That's what he spends the majority of his day doing.
That's it. As I said, we're getting decking questions, deck questions in via the text. If you have that, that's quite, fine. 651-989-9226. Let's grab one or two here. This texter says, I'm redoing my deck, which is a large three-sided circular design on my lake home. Thinking of doing a composite for the floor and treated wood for the rest. Hate the idea of all the waste with that circular design. What do you suggest?
Well, I'm assuming he's meaning the framing will be done with treated, which we would use anyways. And yeah, you got a circular design, you're going to have some waste, but if you plan it out properly, and your, you know, most of the composite decking manufacturers are, then that's going to be your most expensive part of this deck. Framing is about 10% of the cost of materials, and the composite decking and railing is the other 90% of the cost. But most of the composite decking manufacturers have boards in a wide variety of lengths. So if you make a plan on your deck on the circular design and really plan it out on the length of boards you're going to need, hopefully you're going to be able to minimize your waste. Now, with the cool thing about with these composite decking boards, if you have a lot of waste, you know, there's things you can do with that waste to build them, i.e. A garden box or whatever the case may be. If you're anything like me, when I did my decking, I still have a stack of composite decking underneath the pine tree behind my garage that I go to on a regular basis to grab for various projects. So that the stuff is going to last forever. You don't have to worry about it rotting. You don't have to worry about staining it. So a little bit of waste, you might be able to tackle a project or two. On my decking, I used a lot of my waste for skirt boards. I was able to do the entire skirt of my deck in composite decking, and I only had to get like 3 brand new boards to cut to finish the skirt. So, and it looks awesome.
Oh, that's great. Let's see. Who's calling in here? Bill is calling in from Edina this morning to ask you a question. Bill, you're on CCO with Andy.
Oh, thank you. Hey, would you talk a little bit about the pros and cons of cedar shake shingles versus an asphalt shingle, please? And I'll hang up and listen.
Andy?
Well, if you like a roof that costs 2 to 3 times more than asphalt, lasts about the same amount, and you have to maintain it every year, I would definitely choose cedar shakes. But if you want a 50-year non-prorated warranty on a wide variety of different shingle designs, and the Glenwood shingle looks as close to cedar shakes as any asphalt shingle out there, that's by GAF. Remember, there's only like 10 shingles in a bundle. There's 10 bundles to a square, where a normal shingle is 3 bundles to a square, which is a 10-foot by 10-foot section. Cedar shakes look great, but you have to maintain them on a regular basis. They need to be sealed and they need to be cleaned on a regular basis, and the warranty isn't any greater than the 50-year non-prorated warranty you can get with asphalt shingles. We do them all, but I rarely have a customer choose cedar shakes. It's just for what it costs nowadays and what they are to maintain, and forget about trying to get up on your roof for any other reason. Talk about a dangerous situation. I've had more slips and falls on cedar shake roofs than any other type of roofing out there.
Oh, I believe it. And they look so nice for about 5 minutes. And then it's grays out and all of that. But it is expensive. You're absolutely right. I'm glad I have those GAF shingles on mine. Thank you very much. We'll keep that 50-year non-prorated warranty. Thank you. I know we have to break here quickly, and we'll come back and we'll pick up on some more calls and some more text messages. If you have any kind of a home improvement question, by all means, call us or text us, 651-989-9226. You can ask Andy your question. Here on News Talk 830 WCCO. And good morning. Welcome back to our home improvement show around every Saturday here in the 9 o'clock hour on CCO, thanks to Linda's Construction. You want to get in touch with those good folks, 1-800-LEAF-GUARD, or get online, lindasconstruction.com. You don't want to mention, Andy, that you still have that 75% off installation labor. Am I correct on that?
We do. On the installation of Leaf Guard gutters, GAF asphalt roofing, and Infinity windows. So pretty awesome. Yeah, it's our State Fair special still going on, just like the By the Yard folks. Denny, I got to tell you a By the Yard story real quick. I was at a buddy's cabin, and he was on his third set of outdoor furniture, and this time it was By the Yard. And the reason why he chose it is because he never has to bring it in. And more importantly, anytime we get those big winds like we had last night, he's not going to have to go looking for it in the lake, and it just doesn't move. So I thought that was a kind of a neat story.
Yeah, I should say. Yeah, and I know folks who live in Arizona that they had it sent out there, because you know the desert heat can be pretty tough. And if it does end up in the lake, if you have it like on a dock, it's low, but it does float. So just in case. All right. Big fun story. All right, let's see. We have to help some folks out here via the text messages too. Here's one. It says we are redoing our deck. We cleaned the cedar with a cleaner by Behr, probably the brightener conditioner. Mm-hmm. Then put on the stairs Pennafin. Should you put a water sealer on after the stain has dried? They said the stain has taken a long time to dry. Well, you know, you've used Pennafin. I've used mm-hmm. Pennafin for years. Mm-hmm. I don't use it. You don't need a sealer.
No.
And I'm just guessing here that if it takes a long time to dry, maybe, as you know, we talk about the directions, you have to put it on heavy, more or less, but you have to wipe it all off. Mm-hmm. So you can't leave a heavier. And again, we've had a lot of humid weather, too, so the drying is going to take a little while. But I'm just wondering if it wasn't applied too thickly and maybe not wiped off. Just a guess.
Yeah, it could be that. Maybe the wood hadn't quite dried out enough. Maybe they just used a deck cleaner, not a brightener and conditioner, so the mill glaze was still on there and it didn't take. There could be a couple of reasons, but I think you're right with more than likely the first one is the mistake we see made most often. It's put on thick, and then it's not taken off in the right way. So, but again, humidity. It's not fun trying to do anything outside when it's 90% humidity, let alone put on paint or stain. That just doesn't takes a long time to dry.
Oh, yeah, indeed. And the hot weather doesn't help either, let alone humid. Mm-hmm. We get this question from time to time. I know you do too, Andy. Is how far west of the Twin Cities does Lindus go? I mean, maybe you can give us some kind of an idea of you know, each direction.
You know, we get out as far as like Young America, Watertown, Rogers area, as far north as like the Hinckley area, as far east in Wisconsin as like Eau Claire, north be like the Hayward area, south. We go down to Rochester area as well. So it's a pretty wide area of the world that we actually cover. But when you call our office, if it happens to be in an area of the world that we don't, we do our best to try to recommend contractors in that area of the world that we know, one, that we've either had experience with them working in the past or we've heard from customers that they do good work.
So if somebody lives in the various parts of CCO land and they want to know, does Lindus go out here, who might you recommend? Could they just call Lindus and ask?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, out of the top of my head, Grumdahl Siding and Windows in Duluth, Luck & Companies out of St. Cloud, Schmidt Siding and Windows in Mankato. We go back and forth with Ryan Companies in Rochester. They're a good group down there. So, you call our office. If we don't have somebody in that area, we'll try to point you in the right direction.
Very good. See if we can't grab a call from John, who's calling in from Andover, I believe, this morning. John, you're on with Andy Lindus.
Good morning, gentlemen. I am question. What type, Andy, what is the number one decking that Lindus uses, and what is the cost per square foot, and what do you suggest are the best spindles to use if you were going to come over and do my deck?
Cost per foot is going to vary on that. Off the top of my head, I'm not quite sure. You know, we rely so much on computers now. We type everything in there and gives us the price. But TimberTech AZEK decking is the number one decking that we use. When it comes to a railing system, the Weatherby railing system is the one that we're using more often than not. We've used Fortress railing a lot. We've had some finish issues with that type of railing system, so we've been leaning on the Weatherby system. I'm saying that wrong. I know my salesmen are going to start texting me, but it's a metal railing system that we like to use on your decking. Just because, well, Denny, you know, when it comes to refinishing things, those railing systems are a pain in the butt. Yeah, what it's just not fun to do. And I like the metal systems because I just think you see through them a little bit better. And sight lines are important to me.
Texter wants to know, is LP Smart Siding now available in a smooth finish, do you know?
It is. I think it always has been. So it is available in a smooth finish, but might not be in all colors. But we have, 34 standard colors right now?
Wow. All right. Well, that's good to know. Here's a text. I think we're just about out of time, Andy, but I'm going to see if we can't grab this one. We have removed a deck, part of which is set between three walls of our home. Before the new deck goes in, we want to seal up around the foundation. Is something like the Great Stuff Spray Foam Sealer the best product to use to seal up where the concrete pad meets the foundation, also under the bottom of the siding? No cracks or leaking issues, but we live in the Mississippi where there are always insects, river spiders, little critters who would love to sneak in when the cold weather comes. What about that Great Stuff foam?
No. I stay away from that stuff as much as possible. This the expansion rates are, you know, it says what it does on the can, but it always seems it varies from can to can for whatever reason. OSI makes a sealant, a caulking sealant, that is designed to go in those areas where concrete pads meet foundation. And you might want to look into a groundbreaker, which is a foundation wrap that you can put on as well. But OSI makes something that's going to be pliable. It's going to last a long time. They make a actual concrete sealer, concrete caulking, that is, I caution you, it's very, very, very sticky. It's not a fun product to work with, but when done well and follow the directions, this stuff is going to last a long time and it'll keep those critters out, I think, the longest. They can eat through that foam.
Oh, sure.
I go into houses all the time and I'll see, like, we're foam dust, and it's from critters doing whatever
chewing
they do
on, that.
On the foam. I can't think that they live very long after consuming that foam, but
not.
They definitely can get in there.
Andy, we're out of time. Let's do this again next week. What do you say?
Sounds great, man.
All right. Thanks so much. Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction. If you want to get in touch with those good folks, a couple of ways to do that. We always like to mention the website, L-I-N-D-U-S, lindisconstruction.com. But you can call them at that famous number we've told you for years, 1-800-LEAF-CARD.
Planet Oat Milk is so rich and creamy.
I love it in my cereal, but also in smoothies.
With 0 grams of sugar in Planet Oat unsweetened varieties. But it gets even better. It's an excellent source of calcium with vitamins A and D that's delicious in everything. Mmm, including my lattes. Pick up the carton that has it all, or visit planetoat.com for more. Planet Oat. Be good to you.